Hey you guys, happy Valentine's Day. I hope everyone's doing extremely well. I'm currently heading to a job site. Yes, the news is out. I have a job. Your girl has a career. Thank you, God. As I am, driving, I'm thinking about a lot of things, so I'm just going to blurt them out. Down from me currently residing in Indiana and my family being in Florida, my friends, I have friends, but it's not like that intellectual type of relationship. When we talk, we know each other or well, but that physical touch or vibe is just not there. And I don't know, I get really emotional when I feel I'm doing good and my friends or my family or my loved ones are struggling right now. One of my brothers, he has stepped into the realm of, something else. And it freaks me out just because I know the benefits and the cons of it. And this is like for three of my brothers out of the four, and how they have went into a different realm of life. And I have no idea what to tell them as a leader and as a sister, but it's extremely scary. Just for me, I was, raised to be that protector and be my brother's keeper. Physically, mentally, emotionally, and financially if I could. So I'm just trying to stay sane about it, and I don't want to, text him or, get over protective and talk about things that young people already know. So I don't know. It's just very tricky for me in this situation, but I love God and I'm so thankful for His grace. My mom, she is a extremely wonderful woman, and I know for me with my career, I don't work every day, and I'm getting paid some pretty good chunks. And it breaks my heart for my mom to have to work in order to get to that percentage of financial stability. And I've seen it all, working doubles and triples. I really don't like that at all. Not for my mama, maybe for somebody else's. And that's their prerogative. I don't even like that either. But I am, trying to pray. I think it's better if I pray out loud. I don't know what it's gonna take, but I need something good to happen. And even when your parents are like in their 40s, close to that, and they're arguing every night. Probably doesn't bring cancer, but it brings some type of biochemical reaction that's negative for your body. I can't even imagine. I mean, me and Jonathan just had a spew about, a shirt. And that took a bit of energy out of me just because I exert so much. But yeah, I just can't. And even, for the children these days, like, I feel like the root of everything should be respect. If you respect your authority, you begin to open your scope of learning as an individual to do better and not be so carnal minded. And I mean, I sound like an old lady, but why do they take praying out of school? It just opens up so much ridiculousness. And I know it's crazy out there. Because I'm 24 years old. I mean, I've been out of high school for, 7 years? But I just really don't like it. And I mean, maybe I can't blame the kids, maybe I can blame the parents. But at that same token, it's like, you know, God is, he's giving you a lot to bear, and he's not gonna give you more than you can't handle. You can handle it, but you, is it a matter that you don't want to handle it, or that it's better, you feel that it's better for you not to handle it? I'm tired a little bit. I don't drink coffee, guys. But, you know, back to what I was stating. What is it going to take? I mean, we already have the police brutality and just, you know, the forces disciplining our children. And we're crying and, oh, he didn't deserve that. Well, no. The root is discipline and respect. And that is, what's that word I'm trying to find? It is deserving of everyone. No one is a respected person. And you have to work for what you want, meaning earn it. I mean, even for the scammers, I can get into that. Last year, I got scammed like twice in 1 month. And you guys already know it's December. About a wig and PlayStation 5. These people are reckless, man. They don't care. They just need that money. And it's sad because I don't hate them, but it's like, how do you expect to be blessed if you are not trying to do it the right way? And I know, you know, working hard and doing this is not the right way for everyone. But scamming and doing this other stuff isn't either, because you're scamming, but at the bottom of your pocket, there's a hole in it. How dare you do that? You know, there is no remorse, and that's fine. But I don't want you to say, oh, well, nothing working out for me, because you're trying to go the short route. And there is a clear, clean short route to heaven, and there's that broad road, but we can still get to heaven. And you know, I just hate how the enemy likes to come in any type of way, form, or fashion. I don't get the reward out of that. Is it souls? I just don't know. And being that today is Valentine's Day, I just love in spite of. I mean, unconditional love is the best love. It's free, and it has to be earned as well. Like, I'm not going to just love someone, oh, I love you because you look so fine. No, that's some lust right there. Love is for destiny. Like, I hate, you know, vibe of anybody else, especially looking at it. I feel like that's nasty as heck. But when I see my baby girl and I'm changing my baby diaper and I have to do it right now because she's finna be two and she don't know how to get potty trained, that's unconditional love for me. Like, this girl came out of my stomach. I got cut for her. Anything she asks for, I'ma have to do. And if I don't do, shame on me, because I know I'ma have it. So I just feel like it's just extremely unfortunate for those who just don't understand the importance of real love, respect, and honoring. I just, again, with even the children in that respect level, how do you go on a database and look up your teacher's personal information? Do you just love them so much, or do you hate them, or are you just weird? And then for you to air drop it to the whole entire class. Like, where are the boundaries, sir or ma'am? And I know it was a sir. Well, I will hope, because women, I mean, as girls and women, we are one of the smartest species in the world, in this nation. but we can be some of the dumbest as well. You know, as a woman, there's so many different roles that we can play, and a man can play it as well. But I feel the woman is very versatile. We're some of the ones, or majority of the population, who are very creative with our hands. I mean, men are too, but you put a woman down to do her, have her own house, watch she get it done, or watch she find a woman who can get it done. And I just, you know, love that about our hearts and how valuable it is. And if we put it in the wrong hands, that is where the line is destroyed. That is where our minds are destroyed. That is where our hearts are destroyed. I don't want to go into detail of the things that I've seen growing up. Men should not hit women. Period, point blank. You are the strongest. We got our rib out of you. How do you feel the need to ever hit a woman or believe that she is on the same level as you just because she dressed like a dyke, just because she wants to act a little assertive? She has that right. Everyone has that right. But a man is a man and a woman is a woman. And even within society, you know, thinks and looks upon that. Well, I don't think they really think about it. I know they look at it, though. Because, you know, racism is real. A black man gonna be looking a little different from a white man, even with the privilege. And I mean, I have not accepted that yet, but I'm living in a world where I have to be calm about it. I can't be retaliating against what just happened or things of that sort, because it's sometimes it's indirect. People don't even know that they're doing it. You know, for me, I just have to understand that this is not the end for me. And this is not the end for anybody. Right now, we're just looking at a specific chapter, a specific season, a specific reason, or the plot right now. How about that? It's just a little different for me to really get my eyes on where the root came from. And I mean, I love people, and that is what I always love. I love to make people unite in a very healthy and happy way. I love to be happy, so I want to see everyone else smiling. And if they're not smiling, it's an important reason why. I know you would say, well, they just, you know, mad for no reason. It's a reason, and it's important. Everyone has their importance of anything. And to dismiss that, it's not fair to them at all. So I'm just thankful, and I thank God for allowing me to have this platform to talk to you guys. I mean, you guys can reach me. If you really want to reach me, you can reach me by my first and last name, Destinee Fisher, Fisher, 1998@gmail.com. And I mean, I will put my number out, but I'll have to wait about that. I'll pray about that. But I love you guys dearly, and I am extremely hoping that you are having a good day. All right. Love you. Bye. And happy Valentine's Day.